Yeah, it's a huge kind of, I suppose, platform to be on for the girls and stuff. And I suppose over the year, like, we've really progressed and stuff. And it's just good that we're going to get this option now to play on Sunday in the Aviva and just, I suppose, play on the biggest stage possible there is for Irish soccer, you know.
How excited are you about running out in the Aviva Stadium on Sunday?
Extremely excited. I can't wait. Just when you're at home and you watch the matches at home, and you're just like, it's your dream, really, I suppose, just to play at the Aviva Stadium, you know, even since you're younger and stuff, and just watching international games. I can't wait.
We had Frank on our show yesterday. He says that you've been kind of hitting form at the right time. Now, I know you lost yesterday, but made a number of changes with Sunday's game in mind, and he said you've been in fantastic form in recent weeks.
Yeah, we have. I suppose we had a good game against Galway during the week as well. We won 4-1. And that was with Saoirse and Danielle had just come back from international duty the day before, so they were rested or whatever, but they came on, and all the other girls, like, the squad is really, really strong. Like, there's good depth to the squad, and like, everyone is like asking questions now with the management staff, so I'd say they're going to have a headache come Sunday morning picking the starting 11.
Then UCD Ways, what are their strengths as a team?
They've strength all over the park. I mean, they have internationals like Claire Walsh, Karen Duggan, like, she kind of pulls the strings from midfield. Dervla Byrne on the right. I suppose they're quick, you know, they're skillful, but we've played them, 3 times this season already, so we kind of know what they're about, and I reckon it should be a good game between the two of us anyway.
Frank was saying you had Valerie McHarrin to you yesterday, just talking about like big match experience and settling the nerves and stuff. How beneficial was that?
Yeah, it was good because Val played with us last season, so it's kind of weird, I suppose, in one sense, having a girl who played with you last season, but it was good to get her experience, I suppose. She's won how many All-Irelands now at this stage, so she knows what it's like to play at the big stage in front of Croke Park, in front of, 30,000 people, so she was just kind of talking to us, and especially the younger girls who wouldn't have experience of like playing at international level and stuff like that, so it was good to get her insight as well from another sport, you know, see what they do as well.
What's training going to be like this week? Is it going to be hard to keep a lid on everything with Sunday in mind?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like, it's going to be in the back of your mind, I suppose, like going into Sunday, and I suppose we just train as we usually play, as we usually train, I suppose, every week, and just keep going what we're doing. I suppose we're doing something right anyway if you're playing the Aviva on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, and for your family and friends to see you playing the biggest stage, it must be an incredible feeling.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, I suppose. Like, my mom and dad have come to, I'd say, nearly 95% of the games this season. I think my dad's like, thinks he's the number one fan at this stage, but no, it's good for them as well, and I suppose our local clubs as well, I suppose the girls have come up through the Cork School Girls League and stuff, and it's good as well that we're getting, them girls are getting recognised, those clubs are getting recognised as well, so yeah.
And the fact that the men's team are in there as well means that you should have a big crowd supporting you on Sunday come kick off.
Yeah, hoping out that everyone will get up early and support us now, because I think we deserve it. Like, we've come a long way in the last years, and I'm just delighted for the girls like Natalie, Maggie and Angie, who've been there kind of more or less since the start and since the club has begun, so it's really good for them to be there as well.
Talk to me about Frank and the impact he's had on this team.
Frank's had a big impact. He's been here now, two seasons, I think, I suppose. And he just brings professionalism to the team, and he knows his stuff, like, and he's a good management staff around him as well. So,
You confident?
Quietly confident, yeah. I suppose. Like, a good bit of, like, it's good to have confidence going into some game, but you don't want to be over cocky then either.
Okay, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thanks.